If there's one thing the last few months have shown us, it's that the internet is everything. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Since March, millions of Americans have been working, learning, organizing, and protesting, entertaining themselves, and seeing friends and family online. Internet access is the ultimate essential service. But like so many things in this country, access is not equal. So this week, we're starting a new series called The Internet is Everything. We'll talk about cost, availability, and policy. But first, we asked you to tell us about your internet access. Erin Pavlak lives near Fort Worth, Texas.
I'm a technical communication professor. That means that I am helping students learn how to write and communicate in workplace environments. Oh no, my internet connection is unstable.
Those glitches happen for Pavlak and her family a lot. Her husband is a software engineer and their daughter is 8. They have video meetings and school online, so they drew up a calendar to prioritize who could be online when.
Could you use video at this time? Yes or no? Could you be online at all?
Pavlak and her family have only one choice for internet access, and it costs them more than $100 a month. Others can choose their cable provider and have swapped to get better access at a cheaper price. Frank Reed lives in southern New Jersey and has two options in his home.
I'm more than willing to play them off against each other and switch providers as needed. I mean, that's the game they've chosen to create, so I'm just going to play it the way they want us to play it.
In Atlanta, Aaron Honigan works a rotating schedule in IT. He has a cable internet connection and backups for when things drop, which did happen in the middle of a night shift.
I just switched to my hotspot. It was good enough for me to continue working for the next, you know, couple hours until the end of my shift there. But that night, if it still wasn't working, I was preparing to have to travel to the office.
And some people can't afford to get online at all. Ariel Smith lives in Minnesota, just north of St. Paul. She is retired, lives on a fixed income, has a flip phone, and had been relying on the library to get access for information. But they've been closed, and that makes her feel
kind of isolated without internet access right now. I'm looking forward to when the library's open and I can go back and surf and read email and shop to my heart's content.
In New Orleans, law student Pippi Barron can't afford it either, so she's created a workaround for how she downloads her class lectures.
I will drive to an acquaintance's house, get on their Wi-Fi, and download all the videos I'm supposed to watch.
Other parts of this country don't have internet infrastructure at all. Landon Taylor is 14 years old. He and his family live up a remote road near the coast of Maine. He had trouble getting online for school.
Like, I can't do any of the Zoom meetings, so I've been, like, failing all my classes.
His family pays $160 a month for internet access via satellite, but Taylor told us it doesn't really work. The local ISP stops providing access a quarter of a mile away from his home.
It gets me mad because, like, they'd be profiting, pretty much. Because, like, we would pay for, like, the best internet, best everything. Like, best phone service. We'd buy all of that stuff.
All this week, we'll be talking about all of these issues. Access, cost, infrastructure, and how it all might change now that we know how essential the internet really is. You'll find all those stories at marketplace.org/internet. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.